In 2 months, the Pilgrim Nuclear Plant in Plymouth will reach an historic milestone. All of the radioactive fuel that generated electricity and intense controversy for a half century will finally be removed from the reactor building. It'll be stored outside in special steel and cement casks. But as the decommissioning of Pilgrim proceeds, concern over the long-term safety of the radioactive waste continues. WQBUR's Bruce Kellerman has the story.
The Pilgrim nuclear power plant stopped producing electricity 2 years ago, but there are still armed guards in watchtowers, surveillance cameras everywhere, and mazes of barbed wire fences. And you're questioned, inspected, and scanned repeatedly before you enter Pilgrim's inner sanctum, the reactor.
So we're going to go through the primary radiological checkpoint to get into the radiologically controlled area.
David Noyes knows Pilgrim inside and out. He worked here for 32 years and came out of retirement to lead the cleanup.
A lot of us have stepped up to the challenge to decommission the site. We made a commitment when we were operating that it would be our responsibility to see this through, and that's really what we're working toward now.
Pilgrim had a troubled 47-year-long history. Several times, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission called it the worst-run reactor in the nation. When it shut down in 2019, Holtec International bought it reportedly for $1,000. In exchange, Holtec got access to a $1 billion decommissioning trust fund paid for by utility customers. Now the plant is being dismantled.
This is the reactor vessel head that was on top of the reactor vessel.
The reactor vessel was that small?
Yes. The fuel was very densely packed inside of it. It's not very large.
Uranium pellets packed into bundles called fuel assemblies powered the reactor. Each pellet, the size of a pencil eraser, generated the energy equivalent of a ton of coal, without the carbon emissions. In the reactor, the fuel produced enough electricity to power 700,000 homes, but became intensely hot and radioactive, deadly for tens of thousands of years. Spent fuel assemblies were removed and submerged in a deep pool above the reactor to cool, says Holtec spokesman Pat O'Brien.
You know, before they were ever irradiated, once they went in the pool, that was the last time they saw the light of day. You know, they would just into the reactor, and then once their service life was ended, they went into the pool.
The pool stored over 4,000 spent fuel assemblies, five times more than it was designed to hold. There was no place else for them to go. For decades, the Department of Energy has failed to make good on its legal obligation to bury the waste from the nation's commercial nuclear power plants.
Hey, guys, we really need that monitor moved this way.
So for the past year, technicians in special jumpsuits have been removing the Pilgrim's highly radioactive assemblies from the pool and putting them into special concrete storage casks. David Noyes describes the choreographed procedure.
The operator on the refuel bridge has a grapple, and it goes down into the spent fuel pool, and it grapples an individual fuel assembly. You can see right here on the picture, there's a fuel assembly being loaded into the multipurpose canister. That's all happening underneath 16 feet of water.
Each stainless steel canister holds 68 fuel assemblies. It takes about 3 days to load a canister into a huge concrete cask. In all, there'll be 62 casks, each weighing more than 350,000 pounds. Holtec makes the canisters and casks. The company owns 5 shutdown nuclear reactors, but never decommissioned one. And during a dry run at Pilgrim, it hit a snag when a dummy assembly didn't fit into a cask. That problem was solved, but there was one major hurdle Pilgrim hadn't planned for, moving the megaton casks outside.
Down to this level of detail, that was not considered at that time.
So David Noyes says workers had to jerry-rig a solution.
It was never the intention to have to move fuel out of the reactor building, so all this rail system was designed after the fact.
The rail carries casks to a huge door leading outside. A heavy lift device moves them to a special storage pad nearby. But the pad can hold just 40 casks.
You can see that we've almost used up all the site that we have available on this first pad. You can see that it's almost full.
That's where the Goldhoffer comes in. It's a huge 80-wheel flatbed transport vehicle. It crawls at half a mile an hour. Actually, it demonstrates the pace for decommissioning Pilgrim is picking up speed. The Goldhofer carries casks to a new, bigger pad further away from the rising tide of Cape Cod Bay. The independent spent fuel storage facility is the size of a high school gym, a gym covered in concrete 3 feet thick. So far, half a dozen casks have been moved there. The name of the game now, says David Noyes, is cask consolidation.
So we will eventually shrink it down to just the pad that has the fuel assemblies on it. And then the other areas of the plant, while we decommission, will be essentially an industrial security operation.
Massachusetts Attorney General got Holtec to agree to stricter cleanup standards than the feds require. And the company has to keep a quarter of the $1 billion from the decommissioning trust fund in reserve, just in case it runs out of money before the job is done. Pilgrim had 600 workers. Now there are about 160 decommissioning the plant. After decommissioning, there'll be just 60 security workers guarding the storage pad indefinitely. David Noyes says barbed wire fences and vehicle barriers are all part of the security plan.
So the longer it takes for a bad guy to get to an area where they might be able to do radiological sabotage, the more efficient we can be at deploying the security of force to deal with that, whatever the threat might be.
A hawk circles high above the new cast storage pad. Federal law prohibits low-flying drones over the site, but airplanes are allowed. The thinking, airport security should prevent attacks. Holtec's Pat O'Brien says specific threat scenarios are secret, but the steel and concrete casks, guaranteed for 25 years, can protect the radioactive waste for a century if need be.
We have simulations where we've flown missiles into these. Does not breach the internal canister. We have scenarios where you would take an F-16 loaded with fuel and fly it into it, and they do not breach the canister.
But critics charge the casks aren't secure. The storage pad is near a public road in plain sight.
If I can eyeball those casks, somebody with malicious intent could do some serious damage.
Activist Diane Turco, founder and executive director of Cape Downwinders, has opposed Pilgrim for nearly four decades. She says she's repeatedly gone on the Pilgrim property and near the storage pads undetected.
And I was there for about a half an hour, and nobody ever came out.
Turco is a board member of a community advisory group that meets regularly with Holtec and the NRC. So is Mary Lampert, head of Pilgrim Watch. Lampert says she recently received an email from a Pilgrim whistleblower.
A security worker on site told the NRC that there are not enough security workers there now and have not done the training that they claim to have done. That is what the worker said.
The NRC and Massachusetts Attorney General say they're investigating the whistleblower's claims. Holtec says the charges aren't true. Legally, the company has until 2068 to decommission Pilgrim, but Holtec plans to finish the job in just 5 years. By then, it hopes regulators will allow it to build an interim storage facility in New Mexico, where spent fuel from Pilgrim and other old nuclear reactors can be stored for a century or longer, until a final disposal site is found. Meanwhile, at the new storage pad at Pilgrim, the plant's radioactive legacy that generated so much of our electricity stands sealed in giant stainless steel and concrete casks, waiting for that day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.